Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. More than 200,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. The country passed that threshold today, according to the Johns Hopkins University of Medicine COVID-19 dashboard. A coalition of more than a dozen social justice groups from across the state slammed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today during an online press conference. The groups say proposals DeSantis made yesterday for new laws targeting protesters would embolden police attacks and terrorize anti-racism and Black Lives Matter organizers in Florida. St. Petersburg's Ashley Green with the group Dream Defenders says yesterday's announcement by DeSantis is an attempt to distract from his failures handling unemployment and coronavirus deaths.
I have been attacked by a vehicle at least twice this summer while in an intersection on both times. I've witnessed friends be run over by vehicles. I've had friends who've been arrested after being run over by a vehicle. I can't imagine a governor attempting to legalize vehicular manslaughter against his political opponents. But that's not what I'm here to speak to today. What I'm here to speak to today is the cynical and nihilistic political stunt that Ron DeSantis offered yesterday. It cannot escape our notice that the moment that Floridians are beginning to vote, this is the moment that the governor chose to propose this legislation. A summer of reckoning, but now that we're in the fall, he's attacking imaginary problems. If only he had been that preemptive in addressing the coronavirus pandemic, maybe 13,000 lives wouldn't be lost right now.
That's Ashley Green with Dream Defender speaking today during what was called the hashtag NoFLPoliceState virtual press conference. Marlo Calloway with Pasco Young Revolutionaries and BLM Pasco said Florida's governor isn't a leader. He just follows President Trump and Attorney General William Barr.
We are on the front lines. We are receiving death threats. We are seeing neo-Nazis, Proud Boys. We are seeing all these hate groups come out simply because we're saying three things: Black Lives Matter. And particularly in Pasco County, it's a pretty bad situation. Pasco County has had a history of systematic racism, but we have been working hard over the last 4 or 5 years to combat that.
That's Marlo Calloway with Pasco Young Revolutionaries and BLM Pasco speaking today during a press conference criticizing new laws proposed yesterday by Governor DeSantis. DeSantis wants the legislature to subject people arrested at protests that turn violent or involve looting to face new felonies. Fleeing drivers would not be liable if they cause injury or death to protesters. DeSantis said today the Republican-dominated Florida legislature could consider it during an organizational session in November. We'll hear more next hour on the WMNF News headlines at 5:30. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney said today he supports voting soon to fill the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat on the Supreme Court. That all but ensures President Trump has the backing needed to push the nomination over Democratic objections so close to the November election. The prospect that Trump and Senate Republicans will try to fill the seat before the year is out has ignited a call for major changes on the court, including expanding the number of justices. Some Senate Democrats, previously averse to a larger court, said in the wake of Ginsburg's death Friday that the Republican push to quickly fill the high court vacancy could be a breaking point. But Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is not yet on board. The Tampa Police Department says it is investigating a body found in the Hillsborough River near Lowry Park. Marine units are on the scene off Florida Avenue by the marina. Sheriff's officials are looking for a man who was caught on security cameras breaking into a church and setting some pews on fire. Hillsborough County Sheriff's officials say the man broke into Incarnation Catholic Church near Tampa Friday night. They say he poured flammable liquid onto three wooden pews before setting them on fire. The man then ran from the church but didn't take anything. The sheriff says they don't know the man's motives. Here's the weather tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, overnight lows near 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.